It's time to get real with your host, Alan Cohen.
Oh, welcome, everyone. Today is a blessed day in my life. I am deeply honored and humbled to be in the presence of a man, a great spirit who has changed my life in more ways than I could ever write. Ram Dass has been a voice for truth in a world of illusion, a voice of love in a world of fear, a voice of vision in a world of blindness. And he's inspired me and millions of other people to follow their hearts and find God in the way most meaningful to them. Just in case you are not well familiar with Ram Dass, I will give you a very, very quick synopsis of a journey that has been mythic in many ways. Starting out as Dr. Richard Alpert, working as a psychologist at Harvard, he teamed up with Timothy Leary and became one of the pioneers in psychedelic exploration, which led to his summary dismissal from Harvard, which was their loss and the world's gain. He went on to India, where he met his guru, Neem Karoli Baba, belovedly known as Maharaji. And when Ram Dass returned to America, there was a world of people waiting to learn what he had to share. In his classic book, Be Here Now, he made a bridge between psychedelic exploration and a world of living a life guided by love and compassion. For many years, he has taught and lectured and counseled, given selflessly of his time, wisdom, and heart. He established the Hanuman Foundation, the Prison Ashram Project, the Dying Project, Seva, and the Love, Serve, Remember Foundation. In 1997, Ram Dass suffered a stroke, which left him partially paralyzed and aphasic. And that story is chronicled very poignantly in his documentary, Fierce Grace. Yet through prayer, intention, and dedicated effort, and the love of many people, Ram Dass has made an extraordinary degree of recovery, and he continues to serve, teach, heal, be a presence, and he's an amazing guy. He moved to Maui not long ago, which is something that I have to congratulate him for. And still, he gives selflessly, teaching and serving. He's a pillar of the spiritual community here. And he's well loved by millions of people. And so I want to welcome one of the guiding lights of our age to our program. Thank you for coming, Ram Dass.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
It's a miracle. It's a blessing. Well, you know, it's been a long and winding road for you and many of us. And I'd like to find out on my behalf and that of our listeners, who's Ram Dass today? And, you know, I think it was Meister Eckhart who said the eye with which you see God is the same eye with which God sees you. So when you look out on the universe from your current perspective, what do you see? What do you know? What would you like to share from where Ram Dass sits in his journey today?
Well, I see, I mainly look out the eyes of my soul. Hmm. Which about around the center of my chest, and then I see two levels of consciousness. Mm-hmm. The one which is the everyday world, and they also see the witness. The witness of the whole incarnation. I'm witnessing and being part of. Mm. And that double whammy gives me connects me with the one. Mm. And the on this plane, I don't miss any of the passions. Mm. of the incarnation. Mm. And those passions are what give me the learning to help me rid myself of my karma.
Let's talk about karma and grace then. Some people think there's only grace, some people think there's only karma, some people think there's both. How do you see that?
Well, I asked my guru, what's the difference between them and how the differentiation? And he said, that's an answer which I can't give in public. I think with other people around, and my world is filled with grace. When I'm when I look at myself, I certainly can see that the karma that I have. That I'm reaping, and it's like in the two worlds I was giving, the upper world grace and the world I'm using for karma.
You spoke about your guru, who has affected so many people through you and through his own auspices. Has your relationship with Maharaji changed over the years? I know he's left his body, but how has your relationship with your guru evolved to this point?
Well, in 1973, as you say, left his body, which is a nice way of putting it from the soul point of view. I didn't see any much change in my relationship to him when he died. Now he's all over. Before he was in India, and I could get away from him. And a guy came up to me and he said, "You talked to your dead guru, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, that's your imagination." I said, "Well, that's true." I said, "My guru gets right into my imagination, and we talk in my imagination." And so what I usually do is I call upon him, and then I feel a presence, like it may be a dark room with a person in the room somewhere. And then when that presence comes, I shift to my imagination, and I start to talk to him. And of course, Ramana Maharshi said, God, Guru, and Self, the Atman in the heart, are the same thing. So I'm talking to myself. My little S is talking to big S, self, self. Yeah.
Saw a bumper sticker that said, reality is for people who can't deal with imagination. So it all depends on which side of the reality you're looking at it from. Just to let you know, we're speaking with our beloved Ram Dass. A little later on in the show, we're going to take some calls if you care to call in. Let's see, where is our number here? I will get it for you. So here you go. It's 866-254-1579 in the U.S., 866-254-1579. And outside the U.S., it's country code plus 760-918-4300. And you can also write a message into our wall on Get Real Radio, and we will deliver it to Ram Dass or ask him a question. And goodness. Now, you're actually working on a book of stories about Maharaji, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a book of the saints of India. See, I realized when I had the good fortune to meet Maharaji and meet Anandamayi Ma and meet these wonderful saints, I come back to the West and people didn't know understand these kind of saints.
Yeah, yeah.
And they give a different dimension to the human condition. And I decided to tell what I know about these saints, like Ramana Maharshi and Nityananda, etc. And I picked ones that aren't controversial. I picked ones that are already dead.
So nobody can. They can't argue back, basically.
And. And these are mainly about love, unconditional love, and miracles, and all the ways you relate to these people, and the way in which they relate to their people around them.
Do you have a favorite Maharaji story? If you had to typify his essence to someone who didn't know him, what story speaks to your heart most deeply about who Maharaji was and is to you and the world?
But so many stories, I never pick one. I've a friend of mine from the academic days, a Canadian fellow. And he was coming to India, and I wanted to impress him how my guru was smart.
My guru was smarter than your guru.
So I brought him into Maharaji, and Maharaji said, "You're from America." He says, "You're from the United States." He says, "I'm sorry, Maharaji, I'm from Canada." And Maharaji said, "You have three brothers and sisters." Maharaji, "I'm an only child," and it went on like this. I was so embarrassed, and the fellow was on the view of a nice guru. And he walked out the and got in the bus and to Delhi. And Maharaji then, to all of us, a chapter and verse about the God, everything about his life. That's Maharaji's humor.
Got it. Got it.
And Maharaji's love. There's a fellow, a Dr. Larry Brilliant. He's a very, very dynamic guy. And he came and worked with Maharaji. And Larry said, when I'm around Maharaji, he's a saint. He can love anybody, but when I'm around Maharaji, I love everybody, and that's the feeling of the you get around.
It's like bathing in an essence, isn't it? It's
like very much so.
Walking through a room where there's beautiful incense and. You have no choice but to be lifted by it. Huh?
Yeah.
And without putting you on the spot, that's pretty much what you do. Everybody I know comes into your presence feels nourished and healed.
Well, I've had a hard time with that because I would like to be like Maharaji, but I'm not. I think my ego can't stand it because my ego was based on fear and all that yuck. And I really don't want to be the guru. Because when I see Maharaji, who is so big and I'm so little, that I've never... the comparison, these as people say to me about my love, I'm getting the message. He's giving me the view of my God within that maybe I am I have to love everybody. I don't have to, but I do
choose to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guru, God, and self are one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the mark of a true teacher is that they shun disciples. You probably don't remember this, but when I found out that you were going to teach at Naropa in 1976 or whatever that was, I wrote you a letter. And I told you it had a profound effect on my life, and I'd love to spend some time with you at Naropa. Please tell me. And you wrote me back a letter by hand, and you said, no groupies. You said, I will be at Naropa if you want to come. Love to see you there, but now don't hang on to me, please. And it was the best teaching. You know, you did not inculcate me clinging to you, and that made me more of a whole person. And so that was your gift to me, and many,
yeah.
many.
Yeah.
Many, many, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to be what other people want me to be. Yeah. It's walking down the street, people, their minds project.
Absolutely.
Project who I am.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you're just going mind after mind after mind after mind. It was like when I got a stroke, I was in the hospital, and all my friends and my relatives and the doctors and nurses, they'd all say, "Oh, it's terrible! You've got a stroke." Mm. And I started to believe them. I just went inside and waited. And pretty soon, the stroke became a very light light presence.
Hmm.
And something was graceful about the stroke. And so I worked with Larry, Mickey Lemley about, a film called Fierce Grace.
Fierce Grace, absolutely.
And the film went to India, and one of my beloved Indian guru sisters, she said, terrible that you should make the Maharaji caused your
stroke. Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Not what you meant, was it?
So I thought about it. I thought that he really meant he really gave me the reaction to it. Mm. This interesting. Mm. I mean, I've learned dependency, which is a great thing to learn from. I wrote a book,
How Can I Help? Yeah.
And now I'd write a book, How Can You Help Me?
Well, you know, it is a big thing for somebody to receive help, you know, especially a man, you know.
Yep.
And let's take a moment to acknowledge Kathleen, who is Ram Dass's beloved assistant, friend, and helper. She has devoted her time very selflessly to supporting Ram Dass. So thank you so much on behalf of many of us. He's clapping by banging on the table. We have a couple people calling in, but we're going to wait till just after our break to take some calls. So if you don't mind being patient, we will talk to you. We have two Facebook messages, one from Mark Collins, who said, deep and profound thanks for your being. Who you are and what you are inspires me to become who I really should be. Another lady named Lynn said, the only dance there is by Ram Dass impacted my life in the 70s. No one else has mentioned it. Now 61 years old, I eat vegan, drink only distilled water, quit alcohol, cigarettes, and drug abuse in 1982. Well, is there any fun left for you? Years of positive karma will ease your pain. Thank you for your life's work. Peace, love, healing. And I just read a few of these. These are just absolutely symbolic of the millions of people whose lives have been lifted and touched and moved by our beloved Ram Dass. We have about a minute and a half left. You're going to have just this first segment. Stay with us for the second segment. You're going to have a Be Here Now reunion sort of thing, aren't you?
I think it's in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 40th anniversary, kind of a webinar. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can get it on my website.
Right. Right. And it's ramdass.org. And we don't have the details at the moment, but if you have been touched by Ram Dass and or Be Here Now, you would definitely want to be a part of the, I don't know whether it's a reunion or webinar, whatever it is, there'll be a meeting of the minds and spirits to celebrate and acknowledge this book that turned lots of heads around, especially mine.
When I ended my first day in India, I went leaving, and Hari Dass, who was also my a teacher, he said, Maharaji gave you your.
We just have 10 seconds. You want to hold until after the break? Welcome to the world of technology. We'll be back with Ram Dass. Hang in there. Thank you.
to live an authentic life. You're listening to Get Real with Alan Cohen.
And now, more words of wisdom from Hay House founder and the author of You Can Heal Your Life, Louise Hay.
In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I am one with the power that created me. I have within me all the ingredients for success. I now allow success to flow through me and manifest in my world. Whatever I am guided to do will be a success. I learn from every experience. I go from success to success and from glory to glory. My pathway is a series of stepping stones to ever greater successes. All is well in my world.
That was Louise Hay in this HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment.
Have you ever wondered how Louise Hay evolved from a fearful, abused young woman with no self-esteem into the successful, empowered teacher and author she is today? In Embracing Change, using the treasures within you, taped in front of a live audience in Barcelona, Spain, Louise discusses the experiences that have shaped her belief system and reveals how to change your thinking and change your life. Order the 2-CD set or DVD at louisehay.com today.
Are you longing for a loving relationship and more meaningful work? Join acclaimed intuitive Colette Baron-Reed for her phenomenal online course, 28 Days to Claim the Life You're Destined to Live. Each week, Colette gives you new tools to help you shift your consciousness so you can finally achieve your dreams. Colette has also created powerful daily meditation downloads for participants. Sign up today and get her earlier lessons on demand. Click the online events tab at hayhouseradio.com.
Learn how to trust your vibes every Wednesday with Sonia Choquette.
Just put a little thought for a moment in what lifts me up and helps me just expand again and feel like I have no limitations. That sun in our hearts needs to come up. This is the time to have fun, to rejuvenate, especially when the outer world can get so gray and dark. So we have to take responsibility to feed our spirits, recognize and keep them in balance.
12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, only on HayHouseRadio.com.
Join Dr. Wayne Dyer for Wishes Fulfilled, a unique cinema event on January 28th, with an encore event on February 4th. Dr. Dyer will be coming to a movie theater near you to talk about how to start living your true life's purpose just in time for the new year. This event will leave you feeling uplifted and energized, ready to live your passion. Don't miss Wishes Fulfilled. Go to drwaynedyercinema.com for more details.
This is Bryn Starr Best with the Full Circle 10-Minute Hula Hoop Workout. The Full Circle Hula Hoop Workout will sculpt your entire body as it frees your spirit. Shaking your hips, also known as rotating your solar plexus, interacts with your mind to release stress, awaken creativity, and connect you to your inner child. It's a fun workout for the whole family. Get your hula hoop and DVD today at hulahoopstar.com.
Here's a HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment with Doreen Virtue, taken from her How to Hear Your Angels CD set.
When angels come extra close, you can feel their presence. Many people I interview can recall when they sensed a specific spirit nearby. How many times have you had a gut feeling to not get involved in a certain relationship or take a job or buy something or drive a particular route? How often did you then override your feelings, do it anyway, and then later regret it? Of course, whether or not you listen to your inner guidance, such situations give you opportunities to learn to have faith and follow your higher self the next time. It has to do with trusting that your feelings are a legitimate and accurate divining device which God installed in you.
To find out more about Doreen Virtue or to order her How to Hear Your Angels CD set, visit hayhouse.com.
Hi, I'm astrologer Mark Husson, and I hope you can join me for the Power Peak Hour every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm back for a full hour to tell you what's happening with the stars each week, and we may even have a guest or two.
Yeah!
It's always a lot of fun, and I look forward to taking your calls and talking with you about the thing I love most, astrology. Hope you can tune in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When we give you a show now, it's the next level.
That's just what we do. We go on break.
Call Alan now with your question or comment. Toll free in the U.S. or Canada. 866-254-1579. International listeners, dial your country code, then 760-918-4300. It's time to get real with your host, Alan Cohen.
We are back with a very profound show today with our brother, teacher, guide, Ramdas. And we will be taking some calls during this segment. And just before the break, Ramdas, you were sharing a story and it just left us hanging. So button us up, would you?
The first time I went to India, I got a message that Maharaji gave me his Ashirvad for my book. I wasn't ready, and I had no book, and I didn't know what Ashirvad meant. Ashirvad meant blessing, and he was giving a blessing for my book. And I went to New York, and I wrote a book, and I wrote to 9 publishers. None of them would publish it. That can't be his book, because he would have been, he'd be a publisher. So with people in Los Angeles and California and New Mexico, and I've found a book, Be Here Now, and that book has sold millions of copies. All that guy did was his Ashirvad.
His blessing.
His Ashirvad. Yeah. That was, you know, we forget how the power of the spirit and the power of all that book sold, and much more than my other books.
And has a life of its own, and we think we have to go out and hustle and make things happen.
Yeah, that's right.
And when the blessing of God is on something, it happens of its own accord, without struggle or strain.
That's right.
That book has healed millions, literally. Let's take a couple calls, shall we? We have some good questions on the board. Let's talk to Pam in Nashville. Are you out there, Pam?
I'm here.
Thank you for waiting. And what would you like to ask Ram Dass, Pam?
Well, first I want to say thank you. This book meant so much to me. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry for crying. It's perfectly fine for people to cry.
Well, my biggest question is, like, I wish I could be more loving to people, but what I find is I really can't be around some people, and I don't want some people around me, and I feel like I should love everybody. I know on some level, but it's so hard. I'm sorry.
It's really not that hard.
I didn't know. I was going to cry.
When you look around, and Maharaji said, "Love everybody."
Yeah.
And I have a puja table where I have all the saints on the table. But then I put George Bush on the table, which I because I was having that my time loving George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I, all the others was beautiful saints, and there was George Bush, and I'd say, oh, you Maharaji, oh, Christ, oh, and then I'd say, hello, George, and then I realized that I was all I saw was his incarnation. But I didn't see his soul.
Mm.
And I thought that's a tough soul. That soul has got a tough incarnation. And I tremendous compassion for that soul. And I started to say, hello, George. I love your soul, and that's what you have to do with some of those people. You just their souls.
And take it not, to that level.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
And if I can add a little bit here, Pam, can you love yourself even if you're not loving everybody at this moment? Can you find compassion and space for yourself to be right where you are?
Well, that's what I was wondering, if maybe if I loved and accepted myself fully, I would love and accept everybody else fully. So obviously, well, I guess I'm not.
You are right on.
Yeah.
I want to be. I guess I'm on the right track. So when I know, when I really am loving and accepting myself fully, then
there
won't be any question of who's okay and who's not. Yeah.
Because everybody. Really, when the other people are yourself anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you for your tears and your honesty. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to Paulette in Detroit. Wants to thank Ram Dass. Are you there, Paulette?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Just bowing to you, Ram Dass, and for Pam's teaching. That's phenomenal. In 1983 at Omega, when you and Paul Gorman were writing How Can I Help, I shared the cabin across from you. And I wanted to collect you, too. I was kind of a little groupie. And the graciousness of you being the doorway through to Maharaji has kind of given me a freedom that I'm delighted to share with you and bow to you always in my heart. And I'm finding my way back to my sitting cushion. I go away sometimes, but you're the one. You're the one who taught me to be here now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulette.
Thank you.
If you want to call in, the number is 866-254-1579, or from out of the country, country code +1 760-918-4300, or you can write in to Get Real Radio. So as you look out on this world today, Ram Dass, in some ways it's more wonderful, in some ways it's more painful. What do you see happening in the world? What opportunities does the current state of evolution offer us?
Well, we're all getting together as the one. That's the direction evolution is going. One consciousness. And we still have egos, countries like egos. I think we have quite a way to go where we can get all one. Now, this plane is really full of suffering. Buddha said it, the first noble truth. There's suffering. And the suffering, it turns you on to your karma, turns you on to the attachments in your head. And there is certainly suffering in the world. The world isn't full of love as it is of suffering. But there are people like Jesus who bring love in, and single beings. Maybe you are one. Maybe you are one. You are the one that brings your circle of people you know have become loving towards with one another.
So is it possible that even though we are not exalted or known such as a Jesus, that each of us has our own right place in the cosmos, on our own ministry, in our own circle of people we can touch and uplift?
Would you say that? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Because if we love ourselves and love everybody, we become a radiant being. And then it's like walking down the street, meeting somebody. You keep loving as from your soul, and you are a mirror of their soul and their loving. And you keep meeting people that loving people because you're loving.
Yeah. You think it's possible for somebody to walk the earth in a human incarnation and stay in love most or all the time?
Yes. Yes. They can't have much ego, but... Yes.
And do you think it's possible that even with our human egos, we're fulfilling a divine plan? Is it necessary to rid yourself of your ego before you can do God's work?
No.
Let's hear about that.
And ego is part of God's work. Hmm. And when you push away, that's part of God's work too. Hmm. And when you... For suffer, it's part of God's work. And the whole thing, the whole enchilada becomes part of God's work. And I have such fun. I have a little mantra that I do that it focuses on the heart. Heart center, the center of the heart, center, and I put myself down here. I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving. The awareness is down here, not up here. It's down in the heart. I am loving awareness. Then I'm aware. Mm. I'm aware of the ceiling. I'm aware of the cup. I'm aware of this radio program. I'm aware of my body. I'm aware. And then what about, do I love everything I'm aware of? boy, that wall, does that wall, boy, I can't love that wall, boy, because it's just a wall. But God built that wall. And it's all God's manifestation. The whole thing. The traffic and my stroke and all of it, you know, this all and the rain and the flowers and the people you hate, and that's all part of, and that's what your karma is you're viewing it from your perceptual point. We all are living in separate worlds, and if we can come through, we get the separateness expunged.
I just want to share with the listeners that, I'm sitting here with Ram Dass, and the first time I sat with him was nearly 40 years ago. And the same heart and beauty and the light in his eyes is as bright as ever. He's weathered his stroke. He's weathered all kinds of ups and downs in his life. And I just want to report that he's as bright and healthy and strong and radiant and beautiful and whole as ever. And he's a spirit, and he has a body, but he is a spirit. That's your gift to the universe.
That is that's a gift to me too.
You know, you reminded me, there's a Hasidic story about a guy who came to a rabbi, and he said, "Rabbi, these three guys were up all night playing poker, playing cards." And the rabbi said, "Well, that's just wonderful." And the guy said, "Oh, but you know, isn't it against our religion to gamble?" He says, yes, I know. He says, but those men are staying up late to do something they love. He says, when their hearts and minds turn to God, then they'll have the capacity to stay up for spirit. Yeah. So even the poker and the gambling and the quote sin was part of the bigger picture.
Yes.
What do you think is the biggest need of people on the spiritual path these days, or anybody on the planet? You've been around a long time. You've counseled and coached lots of people. What do you think people are needing and wanting more than anything else?
I think they need to shift their identity from their ego, which is in their head, is a thought. That's who you think you are, mm-hmm. and down to the soul and the heart. Mm-hmm. And the soul is their spiritual self, not the and once they get into the spiritual, the ego is rooted in fear because it's so little, and the soul is so. It's rooted in God, and that the soul is rooted in love, and amazing. It's been amazing to me when I live my life as rooted in love. Wow, it is just so fantastic.
So at every moment, we have a choice between living from fear or living from love, yes?
Yeah.
And it's within our capacity to make that choice on our behalf.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Ooh, well, I feel I'm having a little love bath, a big love bath right now. It's just, it's wonderful just to sit in this. Do you remember way back you did a show with Paul Gorman on WBAI in New York?
Yes,
it was four nights from midnight till dawn.
Yeah.
And I tuned in at 12:05 on the first night. That was great. And it was just like being in satsang. It was like being in heaven for four nights, just talking about spirit and giving and receiving love. And it's, I'm kind of transported back there now for a moment. Huh?
Oh, boy. We went from midnight to 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And just all over Brooklyn and the Queens and everywhere. And what sometimes are such deep meditations, mm-hmm. and I got panicked because somebody was listening in their bed in a room, and nothing. They're going to get meditated, because this is
going to go to heaven and never come back. Yeah. And they will find them there. There's people who get burnt to ashes without any explanation. Spontaneous meditation combustion. Okay. We have just a couple minutes left. We have a couple calls coming in, but I want to offer Ram Dass time to complete here. So in a couple of minutes, Ram Dass, what do you want to share with the world? What's your legacy to the universe? What's in your heart to say to people listening out there?
Okay, I'm going to tell a Maharaji story. Okay. The second time I went to India, I looked for Maharaji, and he was gone somewhere. And they were going to take a Buddhist meditation course, and there were about 60 sitters in the course. And about halfway through, I thought of my guru. Maybe I'm stuff. Why don't he sit here? Get out, you know. And the girl next to me said, I have a friend who has a bus from England. So why don't we take the bus and go looking for your guru? And because I like your guru too. So by the time we went in, there were 24 of us. And we went going straight for Delhi, because we were going to get ice cream and soft beds, all the things you want to as the meditation course. And and then Danny in the back of the bus says, why don't you turn right here? And you come to a very famous place, from a famous spiritual place, Allahabad. And I said, oh, well, I decided we would go right. I really decided. And I got right, and there was Maharaji. And Maharaji said, follow him. And another place where a house, and I had decided we had to go to right at 10 o'clock at morning, and at 6 o'clock in the night, he had said to them, just get down and prepare lunch for 25 people.
Great.
Which included the bus driver.
Ram Dass, I can't tell you how much it means to me to share this hour with you. I know lots of people have been blessed, and if I may be so bold as to speak for lots of people out there, you have been a major force in my evolution, many evolutions, and the planet is far, far closer to heaven for you being here. Thank you for your humble and yet highly, highly empowered gifts of love to everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on Get Real with Alan Cohen. I am at www.alancohen.com, and Ram Dass is at ramdass.org. Please contact him. Next week, we're having an interview with three wives of well-known self-help authors who will share intimate secrets about the life behind the scenes. Thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful day. Much love. Aloha.
Hi, I'm Michael Neal, and here's a thought for the day. If you're doing things in order to be happy, you're doing them in the wrong order. Thanks for listening to HayHouseRadio.com.
And now, more words of wisdom from Hay House founder and the author of You Can Heal Your Life, Louise Hay.
Whatever we concentrate on increases, so don't concentrate on your bills. If you concentrate on lack and debt, then you will create more lack and debt. There is an inexhaustible supply in the universe. Be aware of it. Take time to count the stars on a clear evening, or the grains of sand in one handful, the leaves on one branch of a tree, raindrops on a window pane, the seeds in one tomato. Each seed is capable of producing a whole vine with unlimited tomatoes on it. Be grateful for what you do have, and you will find it increases. I like to bless with love all that is in my life now. My home, the heat, water, light, telephone, furniture, plumbing, appliances, clothing, my transportation, jobs, the money I do have, friends, my ability to see and feel and taste and touch and walk and to enjoy this incredible planet. Belief in lack and limitation is the only thing that is limiting us. What belief is limiting you? And be sure you're not rejecting prosperity now. If a friend invites you to lunch or dinner, accept with joy and pleasure. Don't feel that you're just trading with people. This way, let the universe know you are ready to receive your goods.
That was Louise Hay in this HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment.
I'm Louise Hay, and I hope you can join us for the You Can Heal Your Life radio show every month here on HayHouseRadio.com. Each show will feature wisdom to inspire, educate, and help heal your life. Plus, we'll introduce you to some new authors and catch up with your old favorites, too. Check our online schedule for showtimes at HayHouseRadio.com.
We want to hear from you at HayHouseRadio.com. Let us know what you think about our programming. Our mission is to provide you with a different kind of talk radio, to give you shows that make you feel good, feel inspired, and give you tools to help you live a better life. Let us know how we're doing and how we can do it better. Send your comments to letters at HayHouseRadio.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you constantly diet and exercise to trim your waistline? Best-selling fitness author Jorge Cruz explains why it doesn't work. In The Belly Fat Cure, Jorge introduces the carb swap system, an eating method that allows you to lose 4 to 9 pounds every week. And his easy-to-follow, spiral-bound book is filled with beautiful color photos and tempting recipes of the delicious foods you should be eating. Sound unbelievable? Learn more at thebellyfatcure.com today.
Are you longing for a loving relationship and more meaningful work? Join acclaimed intuitive Colette Baron-Reed for her phenomenal online course, 28 Days to Claim the Life You're Destined to Live. Each week, Colette gives you new tools to help you shift your consciousness so you can finally achieve your dreams. Colette has also created powerful daily meditation downloads for participants. Sign up today and get her earlier lessons on demand. Click the online events tab at HayHouseRadio.com.
In the latest DVD installment by the enlightening trio of Esther and Jerry Hicks and the non-physical entity known as Abraham, they tackle trying to find out who you really are. Included in more than 3 hours of material are discussions of food cravings, birthdays, throat cancer, freelancing, and dating Abraham style. This two-DVD set is episode 11 in the popular Law of Attraction and Action series. Order Who You Really Are at abraham-hicks.com.
I'm Louise Hay, and you found the best-kept secret on the Internet. Thanks for listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.